Good evening. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
How are you, Jasmine?
Good. Recovering.
Say again, you're recovering?
Yeah. I didn't feel tired after I came back, but a couple of days after, I started to feel a little worn out.
Is
and
your,
I'm fine.
Baruch Hashem, is your work, are you able to work properly, or you have to wait for more recovery on other people?
Well, the problem is that I have some shipments that are coming from up north, and they cannot find any. So far, they haven't found a truck to come down here. I don't know why. I told them everything on here is okay. Why not? Yeah. Probably, hopefully tomorrow. You know, I work for a commission. So.
Yeah. No, I assumed that. I didn't know it exactly, but that's fine. That's not what I was asking about. Just generally knowing that, you know, you were doing sales into restaurants.
I don't sell to restaurants. I sell to wholesalers that sell to restaurants. And sometimes I do some buying. So transportation is an issue right now.
Yes, I can imagine. You may get a truck, but the roads may be difficult. So people, the truckers want to use their machinery in places that they can maximize their revenue, and the time at stopping at checkpoints is not the best use of their time.
Probably that's one of the reasons.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll get cleared up tomorrow for your Shabbat gift, right?
Amen. Oh, my God, I just feel like I have Rosh Hashanah around the corner. I say, oh, my God, I start panicking, my gosh.
Do you have a place to go for Rosh Hashanah?
I already have an invitation from the shul.
Okay.
And you, what do you do?
Baruch Hashem. So we can get started. I believe there's somebody else on the line as well, even though they haven't identified themselves. So
I did twice, but y'all were talking. So it's Hannah. It was good to hear your conversation and catching up with your happenings and hear you laugh.
That is always good to hear people laugh. That shows you that life is not a serious question. So our class tonight is a Zohar class. It's on the Parsha of Vayelech. And it is section 9. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row. The right-hand column. Once the landing page opens up, scroll down to the Parsha Vayelech. And then when that landing page opens up, scroll to class or section 9. We will start directly into the section because we're utilizing the Ana B'Koach and our normal beginning, including the Zohar verses from the earlier class. So we're starting with Pasuk 47, and we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bithilu urchimu tchilu tchilu urchimu. Deyachta l'shem yud he bevav he. Yehuda shalim l'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'atzok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanehu. Tana shira mashik birkan me'ela letata deishtachun birkan dekuhu almin amar rabbi elazar demini ninun Yisrael me'mar shirata mitata Meila umeila yitata ukashra kishra dimadim hem nuta iktivaz yashir Yisrael et hashira azot az shalo ne'emar ela az yashir became kuhu kefai kayu kavna et hashira hazot mitata leila ali be'er anu lali be'er kulomar dachli atrin rich seit achada Kevalich Tahu Mitata Le'ela. The translation. We learn that Shira, in English translation, is poem, but it's actually a female song, or a song that is considered from the feminine perspective. A shira draws blessings from above downward until there are blessings throughout the worlds. Rabbi Elazar said, Israel will recite a poem or a shira from below upward and from above downward and to bind the bond of faith as it is written. Then Israel sang, the actual translation literally should be will sing, this song. The Hebrew is Shira. It speaks in the future tense rather than in the past. And so is everything the same way, in the future tense. This Shira is from below upward, because Shira is in Malchut that sings upwards to Zeranpin. Spring up, O well, sing to it. Spring up, O well, namely they spoke to Malchut, called a well. Rise to your place to join your husband, Zeranpin. This is from below upward, raising Malchut to Zeranpin. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as it is written, yet it is truly meaningful. The song Hazinu, which is the next parasha, and the song Az Yashir Moshe are different types of song. One is from Zeranpin down to Malchut, which is Az Yashir, while Hazino is the opposite. The purpose of song is to elevate. Many people feel the energy in the nigunim, the wordless memory, melodies. When words will be added to these nigunim, this will be the impact of binding by striking and will complete the circuit of energy and elevate Malchut to Zeranpin. This is my opinion. Pasuk 48. Uvata me'ela litata be'er aparuha. Sarim diolidu la abaveima karuha nadive amilein Savahande Ikrun Nadive Amin Saruhatar Bezdavga Bamalka Babirkanuma Uzevuga Bim Chokek Dayasot Bamishanotam Danetzach Behod Mela letata Uma huziluga Bim chokek Da yasod Bemishanotam Tanetzach behod Mela letata Umi midbar Matana Umi matana Nachaliel Umi nachaliel Pamot ha kishura, shelema kishura, din hemnuta, kishura kaima, dikola beya. The translations. Afterwards, they draw from above downward, the well that the princes dug out. The well is Malchut. The princes dug out as Abba and Ima begot her, because Abba and Ima formed Malchut according to the secret of the side which Hashem Elohim had taken. The nobles of the people delved are the patriarchs, namely Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet of Zeranpin, called the nobles of the people. They delved it. Namely, they delved a place for the king to unite with her with blessings. With what? Through union. With the scepter, refers to Yesod. With their staves, refers to Netzach and Hod. Up to here is from above downward. From the wilderness, which is Malchut, called speech, to Matana. It rises to Yesod, called Matana. And from Matana it rises to Nahaliel, which is Tiferet. And from Nahaliel to Bamot, which is Abba and Ima. This is the complete bond, the bond of faith, the bond that incorporates sustenance for everything. My commentary. This is a description of the final actions of humanity, in my opinion. Singing this process, this will be the action that manifests Mashiach. Pasuk 49. Amar Rabbi Yaseh Zeminin Yisrael Meimar Shirata Shilemata Shirata Dekalil Oshir Shirin Ahidikti Viamartem Bayom ahu hodu la Hashem kiru bishmo hodiu ba'mimali lotav behahu zimna kitiv behaya Adonai Yohei Wahei lemelech al kol haaretz Bayom ahu yihye Hashem echad ushmo echad Uktiv az yemilei yimalei shehok reinu Ushoneinu reina az yomru Vagoyim hibil Hashem liasot imele Baruch Hashem Hashem Leolam. Amen Ve Amen. The translation. Rabbi Yossi said, Israel will recite a complete poem, a poem including all other songs. This is the meaning of give thanks to Hashem, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Of that time it is written, on that day Hashem shall be one and his name one. And then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, Hashem has done great things for them. My commentary. Is this clear to you? If not, this is the time to ask questions. Are there any questions? So we've completed section 9. We've completed all of the sections of the Parsha Vayelech. So we're starting over again with section 1.
Amen.
And that starts with Pasuk 1. Jasmine, did you have a comment or a question?
No, thank you.
Okay. Vayelech Moshe vayedaber et hadavarim ha'ele el kol Yisrael Rabbi Hizkiya patach molich limin Moshe zeroa tifarto bokea mayim mifnechem v'gomer zakayin Inun Yisrael, Deku Chabrihu, Itre Behu, Uginde Itre Behu Kara, Lon Benin Bukrin, Kadishin Achin, Kativ Yakov, Nachatale Gaira. Imchon ha'hidiktiv v'yasu li mikdash v'shakantai betokam uva'aliat k'nalehu k'gavna dilela v'shari alayhu shiva anane yikar shakim peya Az lakamayu ahidiktiv v'ashem olech lifnehem yomam. And Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. Rabbi Hizkiah opened with the verse that caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, dividing the water before them. Blessed are Israel, that the Holy One, blessed be He, favored them. Since He favored them, He called them holy firstborn sons and brethren. He, so to speak, went down to dwell with them. This is the meaning of, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. And He wished to establish them in the likeness of above. And He caused the seven clouds of glory to rest over them. And His Shekhinah goes before them, as it is written. And Hashem went before them by day. My commentary. The name Hizkiah translates as strength of Yah, or Yah is strong. The gematria of Hizkiah is 130. Which relates to Mount Sinai, and also to a ladder which represents how to climb and how to step down as well. Hashem wanted the people to grow constantly higher and larger so that He will constantly be stretched to share more energy with the people of Israel. Pasuk 2. Tilat achin kadishin azlin beinayhu Umani nun Moshe acharon Umiryam uvizkutechon Yachav lon kutshabarichu Matnan ilayin Kol yomo vdi acharon Ladu Anane, Yikar Mish Yisrael, Beha Ukmuha, Yacharon Diroa, Yamina di Yisrael, Ala Bechainu Diktiv, Kwaishma Haknani, Melech Arad Wigomer. Ki ba Yisrael derech ha'atarim v'gomer k'barnash v'azil bilah d'ro'ah v'samich gar me'ah l'kol atar u'ken v'yilachem v'Yisrael v'yishpeh Bimenu Shavi Begin Diachavo Bela de Roa Yamina Tachati Acharon de Roa Yamina de Kufa Awavi al Bakiti Molish Limin Moshe Zeroa Pifarto Manihu Acharon. Three holy siblings went among them. They are Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. It is for their merit that the Holy One, blessed be He, gave them supernal gifts. Throughout Aaron's days, the clouds of glory did not move away from Israel. We have established that Aaron is the right arm of Israel, as it is written. The Canaanite, the king of Arad, heard tell that Israel came by the way of Atarim. The way of Atarim means that Israel were like a man walking without an arm, supporting himself in each and every place. As Atarim means places, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. This happened because they were without the right arm. Come and see, Aaron was the right arm of the body, which is Tiferet. Hence it is written, that caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses. Which is that? It is Aaron, the right arm of Tiferet. My commentary. We are taught that Moses is a chariot for Netzach. And then, here it says, he, Moses, is Tiferet, while Aaron is Chesed, and Moshe is Das. How do we understand these different aspects of our Creator and the human beings of Moshe and Aaron? Life is a process. Moshe started at one level and grew to another, yet always Moshe is the right arm of Moshe. This means Aaron always is assisting Moshe. As Moshe grew from one level of consciousness to another, Aaron was always the prophet of Moshe and also the right arm of Moshe. Wherever Moshe is, Aaron is his prophet, meaning his malchut, and also the right arm, meaning his strength and memory of loving kindness. Moshe is not complete without Aaron. Moshe is a person, and Aaron is his mouth. Moshe is a person, and Aaron is his strength. Pasuk 3. Vayelech Moshe, Mai vayelech le'an halach, Ela v'yelech yegufa v'la d'roa kada'a v'yelku v'lo koach lifnei rodef v'hamayit miyat acharon d'roa yemina uva'al yistalka d'ufa. He asked, what is meant by he went in and Moses went? Whither did he go? And he answers, Went means he went like an armless body, as in, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Because Aaron, the right arm, died, and the body, which is Moses, wanted to go away because of it. My commentary. We learn here that even Moshe felt grief. Pasuk 4.
Koyomo de Moshe Achlu Yisrael Lechem min hashamayim Kewan diata Yehoshua Makiti vayishbot Kaman mi bachalat Vigomer vayiklu Me'agur haretz Mimacharat HaPesach Ma'ben Ailehai Elada Mileila Vedaletata Kozimna de Moshe Ishtekach Gufa Kish Shimsha Shalit Venahir Le'alma kewan de'istalak Moshe itkenash gufa de'shimsha benafik gufa de'sichara.
Throughout Moses' life, Israel ate bread from heaven. When Joshua came, it is written, and the manna ceased on the morrow. And they did eat of the corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover. What is the difference between them, the manna and the corn of the land? It is that the manna is from above, heaven, which is Zeranpin, while that the bread of the land is from below, from Malchut, called land. As long as Moses was alive, the body of the sun, which is Zeranpin, ruled and shone on the world. Once Moses departed, the body of the sun was gone, and the body of the moon came out, which is Malchut, the aspect of Joshua. Thus the bread from heaven stopped, and they ate of the corn of the land, which is Malchut. My commentary. In some places, the term corn is translated as grain of the land. We learn from this Zohar that when we eat physical food, we need to activate the spiritual level of that food so that we can feed the soul energy that has no part of Satan. The difference between manna and corn of the land is waste products. We will eventually learn to produce food and energy that has no waste products. Our chemistry, our science, always tells us there is waste and energy loss. This will not always be true. When we learn to rise above the physical world, this will no longer be true. Just as the electron changes levels of energy, waste will be utilized by all aspects of physicality. That's the end of section one. Does anyone have any questions? Section two, which would normally be the next section we would do, is very long, and we would never be able to complete it during the balance of this class. So let's go on to section three. And Pasuk 16.
Rabbi Shimon Patach Mikna Haaretz Amirot Shamanu Tevila Tzadik V'gomer Vavlon Livne Nasha Leinun Dila Mashkichin, Dila Mishtadlin, Bikara Limdemarechon, Dila Mastachlin, Bikdusha Ila'a, Leit Kaja Behai Alma, Lemecheve Kadishin, Bi Alma Diate, Mikdafarets, Dakisuta, Ila Akadisha, Zemirot, Shamanu, Tada Anoten, Zemirot Balaila, Zemirot Tushbecham, the Knesset Yisrael, Tame Kudsha Barichu, Balaila Balaila, Zimna Dehi, Izdamna, Ishkicha, Veshabecha Leia, Kudsha Barichu, Umishasha, In Sadika Yayo, Beginta Deden.
Rabbi Shimon opened with, "From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe to me. Traitors have dealt treacherously. Woe to people that they do not care and are not occupied with the glory of their master, nor do they behold the supernal holiness, to be sanctified in this world, so as to be holy in the world that is coming." The uppermost part of the earth refers to the supernal covering, namely Malchut. We heard songs, as in, who gives songs in the night? That is, the songs and praises of the congregation of Israel, Malchut, before the Holy One, blessed be He, who is there on pin, at night. In the night means when she is ready and present to praise the Holy One, blessed be He, and takes pleasure in the righteous in the Garden of Eden. My commentary. This pasuk is difficult to reconcile in a modern world. It implies that Hashem punishes people because they do not occupy themselves with the glory of Hashem. Nothing is further from the truth. Hashem does not care if we care about Him. He wants us to receive more, to grow, to be a greater vessel, so that we can receive more. And from Him, that is the sole substance of the relationship of man to Hashem. Become a bigger vessel, whether that is through size or purity, does not matter to Hashem. Pasuk 17. Ve'ematai mipalgot le'el yavi yelech uktein zemirot shemanu tosh bechan uzmirot tada'a lo tismor uktiv zamir ha'yitzim yane akrota Me'at rayhu kol inun takifin dechakad ayil elya tamaritzim gardinei nimosin shekifin be'alma azlin b'shatan be'alma be'abar lon dila Ishlitun Zemirot Shamanu Tushbechan Dikeneset Yisrael Belalya Bekal Dalama Bevila Tzadik Leizdavga Bezivuga Chadad Kudsha Barichu Ulit Kadsha Bik Kedusha Chada.
When is she ready to praise the Holy One, blessed be He? It is from midnight onward. Then we heard songs, namely praises. Songs, the Hebrew word is zimrot, means as in not nor pruned. The Hebrew is tizmor. And also, so the song of the tyrant shall be brought low, which refers to pulling out all of the tyrants from their places. For when the night comes, many tyrannical litigants are present in the world, walking and roaming the world to bring accusation. From midnight onward, a spirit is aroused, which pulls them all from their places and removes them, so they shall not have power. We heard songs refers to the praises of the congregation of Israel to the Holy One, blessed be He, at night, which is the reason for all that. It is glory to the righteous, which means Malchut wishes to unite in a single union with the Holy One, blessed be He, and be sanctified with Him in the same holiness. Glory is derived from desire, while the righteous is yesod. My commentary. This pasuk is reminding us that mercy enters the universe at chatzot, the middle of the night, or midnight as a practical matter. That is when the energy changes, and that is why the Kabbalists study starting at that moment. Pasuk 18. Va'omar razili razili dahu razaila dahu ruach kadisha avalo li al dara v'alma alma bogdim v'gadu dekuhu Mishachran Beya Mishachran Behu Begar Maihu Vilade Dim Shachran Begar Mehu Elainun Benim Diolidu Mishachran Behahu Shashikra dilchon, Vishtakachub pegimim leila witata. But I said, my leanness, woe to me. My leanness, the Hebrew word is razi, is a supernal mystery, because raz means a secret. The second secret is to draw Holy Spirit, that is the union of the Holy One, blessed be He, with His Shekhinah at midnight, is a supernal mystery. If people below are then sanctified in their mating and meditate on it, they draw a Holy Spirit. But woe to me for the generation and for the world. Traitors have dealt treacherously, for they are all false to Him. That is, they deny the supernal providence. They are false to themselves by not sanctifying themselves during mating. Not only are they false to themselves, but the children they beget would be false because of their falsity, which was without supernal holiness. And they are blemished above and below. My commentary. The word razi in Hebrew relates to a secret which is concealed. Mating is always referred to as relating to concealment. Mating or sexual union needs to be made in the dark without physical light. Mating needs to be done in an appropriate way so that the children that are drawn are done so in a kosher manner. All of this is being discussed or hinted at within this pasuk. Pasuk
K1Distakal Yeshayahu Bechai Kanish Rino Zechali Tata'a Leoli Lonoach Kadisha Leid Katsha Big Dusha Kimalka Ulishtacha Benaihu Kadishin K1Dit Kedashu Eleni nun penindiolidu ikrun al shemeya ahidiktiv hine anochi vechailadim asher lanatan li ashem leotot umoftim v'Yisrael daf rishan Mishar Amin. When Isaiah saw this, he gathered all those who fear sin and taught them the holy way of being sanctified with the holiness of the king during mating, so their children would be holy. Once they were sanctified, the children they begot were named after him. This is the meaning of, "Behold, I and the children whom Hashem has given me are for signs and for portents in Israel," which means they are separated from the other nations. My commentary. In my experience, there has never been a Kabbalist who thought that the Zohar was revealed by Moses de Leon in Spain in the 12th century. All Kabbalists teach that the Zohar was revealed in Israel during the first century. With this in mind, this Zohar becomes very meaningful to refute the commentaries that relate to the prophecies of Isaiah and the man from Nazareth, being a son of Isaiah, as is used in the various proofs about the Son of Man. The children of Israel teach from the Zohar and other proof texts that every human being is potentially a son of the Creator and with a Son of Man designation. Pasuk 20. De Amar Miknach Haaretz Zemirot Shamanu Bishata Dialu Yisrael Yara V'Aron Kaima Kadisha Kamaihu Shamu Yisrael V'Mistira Tadiyara Ush V'Chan V'Chadu V'Kom Zamre Ilai Edim Zamre Yara Kedem Savi, Butzad Diktush Becha, Demoshe Hawa, Becha Hio Shata, Viv Kol Atar de Arum, Awashari Biara, Awoshami Kaladi Amre. Vizot HaTorah Asher Sham Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael Aval O Li Devot Medim Vagadu Diz Minin Yisrael Yishachra V'kud Shabarichu Uli Takra Me'ara Im nachada ugin de itachadu benaihu shikra dilhon itachrun zimna tinyana adis talim kovaihu biara achala. Another explanation for, and for the uttermost part of the earth, have we heard songs, is that when Israel entered the land with the Holy Ark of the Covenant before them, Israel heard from one side in the land praises and joy, and the voice of lofty singers that sing in the land, and glory to the righteous, as the praises at that time were directed to Moses. Since glory is a word of praise, and glorification, and the righteous is Moses, where the ark dwelt in the land, they would hear a voice saying, and this is the Torah which Moses set before the children of Israel. But woe to me, traitors have dealt treacherously, since Israel will betray the Holy One, blessed be he, and be pulled out of the land once. Since falsehood has taken hold in their midst, they shall be torn out a second time from the land, until their iniquities shall be made good in another land. My commentary. This is a further enhancement to the items expressed in my commentary from verse 19. This is the end of the section, and we're about out of time, so does anybody have any questions? In about 40 minutes, we will have our class on the Tikkuni Zohar. That's at 8:30 West Coast time. Tomorrow, our Slichot class at 7:30 has been canceled because of an appointment. 8:30 tomorrow night, we will have an additional Tikkuni Zohar class. Motzi Shabbat, 6 p.m. Saturday, we will do Havdalah together as a community. 7 p.m., we will have a Zohar class for the Parsha of Ha'azinu. And at 8:30, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Sunday at 7:30, we will have Slichot. At 10:30, we will continue our teachings and preparation for the holidays of Tishrei. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our classes on the letter of Teshuvah. At 8:30, Sunday, we will have a class on the Tikkuni Zohar. Please note that the classes on Wednesday, Erev Yom Rosh Hashanah, will only be the Slichot class. At 7:30, the balance of the day's classes will be canceled, and there will be no classes on Thursday, Rosh Hashanah, and Friday, Rosh Hashanah. There will be class on Motzi Shabbat, Shabbat Tshuva, the Shabbat after Rosh Hashanah. There will be the 6 o'clock Havdalah class, the 7 o'clock Zohar class, and the 8:30 Tikkuni Zohar class. I bid shalom to all of you. Shabbat shalom, to have a beautiful Sabbath.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom to all.